take control of your future, IndusInd Bank has the solution just for you. With the Indo-Personal loan, you can get up to 500,000 kwacha with flexible repayment periods of up to 60 months and a fast 48-hour turnaround once all your documents are in. It's clean, secure, and designed for individuals who want a smooth, stress-free borrowing experience. No need for collateral. All you need is your payslip. So, what are you waiting for? Visit any IndusInd branch today or call 8002. IndusInd Bank, supporting you developing Zambia.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema maintains that former President Isiel must be buried in Zambia. Inflation eases to 6.8% for month of April, and at least 20 people fear dead after boat capsizes in Uganda. Good afternoon, with the Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavu. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over public claims suggesting that he has an interest in the remains of former President Edgar Lungu for alleged witchcraft purposes. President Hichilema dismissed the allegations as false, stating that neither he nor his family believe in witchcraft. Speaking when he featured on Kitwe's Radio Ichengelo today, the head of state explained that government's involvement in the matter is solely aimed at ensuring that the former president is accorded a dignified burial with full military honors befitting his status. It is sad that some Zambians are bringing witchcraft into this matter when government's desire is to ensure a dignified send-off for the former head of state, said President Hichilema. He reiterated that government will continue to engage stakeholders to ensure that the former president is buried in Zambia. President Hichilema also said that post-mortem conducted on the late former president was necessary following allegations of poisoning that emerged after his death.
How come in a Christian nation we are now talking witchcraft? We believe in witchcraft. No, HH, Alepo, who send the body parts. What would I do with the body parts of anybody? Really speak, let's talk sense here. What would I do with that? If I believed in witchcraft myself, in the years I was being persecuted here in Kitwe, in Chingola, when we were almost killed in Chingola, how they've been hiring Ngangas? I have a bit of money. How they've been hiring Ngangas? I never went to Ngangas. We need to bury the sixth president and bury him in his home in Zambia. We need to give him a decent burial, a military burial, because he was the commander-in-chief.
Meanwhile, President Hichilema acknowledged that reducing fuel prices at the pump remains one of the key challenges facing the UPND government. The president attributed the situation largely to global factors, particularly the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, which he said is beyond Zambia's control but continues to impact fuel prices. President Hichilema explained that prior to the escalation of the conflict, fuel prices in Zambia had begun to steadily decline due to reforms implemented in the energy sector. He noted that measures such as opening up access to the Tazama pipeline and allowing more players to participate in fuel importation were aimed at lowering the cost of fuel. Mr. Hichilema has since urged Zambians to be patient as government works to stabilize the situation, expressing hope that an end to the Middle East conflict will help ease global oil prices. The president, however, cautioned that even after the conflict subsidizes, it may take time for global supply chains to normalize and for fuel prices to significantly reduce.
in exchange rate. Again, back to the management of the economy, the discussion we had earlier. These things are all connected. So we are in this situation, and I want to say to the people of Zambia, I really feel sorry about the effect of that war, of which we have no control, on a factor we were managing very well. And you have heard me say, Akin, before.
The annual rate of inflation for the month of April 2026 has reduced to 6.8% from 7.1% recorded in March 2025. Zambia Statistics Agency Statistician General Shela Mudenda says this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 6.8% between April 2025 and April 2026. Ms. Mudenda said this development was attributed to price movements in food items. Annual food inflation for April 2026 was recorded at 7.3% compared to 7.8% in March 2026, said Ms. Mudenda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that this means on average prices of food items increased by 7.3% between April 2025 and April 2026, adding that this was mainly attributed to price movements and prices of food items such as cereals, breakfast meal, rice imported, wheat, plain house flour, oats and fat and vegetable, including cabbage, okra and green beans, among others. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda said that the annual non-food inflation for April 2025 was recorded at 6% compared to 5.9% in March 2026.
So for the month of April 2026, the annual inflation rate was recorded at 6.8% from 7.1% recorded in March 2026. This means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 6.8% between April 2025 and April 2026. And this development was attributed to price movements in food items, as we'll see in the next slide.
A Lusaka-based clergyman, Pastor Patrick Osagi, has expressed concern over a scene in Yomatsi's budget music video that depicts two women kissing, stating that it promotes homosexuality. Dr. Osagi, who says as pastor in charge of the Redeemed Christian Church of God RCCG Power Assembly Parish and oversees RCCG Lusaka Province 1, said the content raises legal and moral questions. He noted that Zambia's laws do not permit homosexuality, adding that this extends to produced content that may be seen to promote it. Either we call upon relevant authorities to implement the President's directive that homosexuality is not allowed in the country and take an action on the video, said Dr. Osagi. He further warned that such content has the potential to negatively influence young people and erode cultural values, adding that it runs contrary to Christian teachings. Pastor Osagi also expressed concern over the broader societal impact, particularly on children, saying exposure to such material could contribute to behavioral changes among young audiences.
Everybody who produces content in Zambia to remember that Zambia is a Christian nation. Constitutionally, you should remember that. That means this country runs basically on the ethics of Scripture. So whether you are producing a content, videos, or movies, or whatever, you must remember that within this geographical space called Zambia, there are things that are allowed and things that are not allowed. Why? Because things that the Bible supports are things that you should be promoting. Things that the Bible frowns at are things you should be discouraged from doing.
In foreign news, search and rescue operations were underway in western Uganda on Wednesday after a boat capsized on the Ngosi River with at least 20 people feared dead. More than 30 people were on board when the vessel went down the previous evening. 8 survivors have been found and are receiving medical treatment, with authorities urging victims' relatives to come forward. Marine police in Kigadi district have launched an inquiry into the cause of the accident. They said possible factors include overloading, night traffic.